Hey everybody, it is the one and only, it is Melanie Day here with You've Got Curls and Hair Loss Center. And as always, I'm bringing you the right information about hair care, health, wellness, and everything in between. So today's topic of what we're talking about is how to have that conversation with your doctors, or how to have a conversation with your doctor, because I think for a lot of us, that's really overwhelming. We see someone who has 12 plus years of schooling, probably almost 20 years of schooling, and we feel overwhelmed. And when they give us a diagnosis or tell us what we need to do, we jump when they say do. But is that always the best thing for us? So what I am sharing with you is I want you to understand about having a relationship with your medical professionals, right? Let them know what your needs are. Let them know what your fears are. Let them know that you want to have this relationship. You guys work as a team. And, you know, like, you've been in your body for 30, 40, 50 plus years. You know what feels right, what doesn't feel right. You know when certain medications work and certain medications don't. For example, for myself, I think a lot of you probably remember my story last year that I shared with you that, you know, I had really heavy periods. And so I was put on a hormone medicine called medroxyprogesterone, which is basically the pill form of Depo, the Depo shot. And initially I was put on 10 milligrams, but from there it went, I needed to go to up to 40 milligrams. And I was still having the really heavy periods. And so I went up to 40, but you know what? My body just didn't like it. I lost my hair in the process. You know, my hair was coming out in clumps. I was still having really heavy periods. So you know what I did? I took myself off the medicine. I stopped it. And I let my doctor know, I'm like, hey, this is not working for me. What's the next option? And in my case, it was surgery. That was the next option. And after that, a radical diet change, more of a plant-based diet for the past 6 months or so. But I digress. So anyway, when you have that conversation with your medical provider, with your doctor, you want to make sure that you go in and be very specific, because you only have so many minutes, maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes that they have with you. And if it's a specialist, maybe not even that. So your time is limited. So go in with the questions. Make sure you have someone that's with you, because, you know, a lot of times if you go by yourself, you're overwhelmed, you're nervous, you know, you might get distracted and you don't get to ask the questions that you initially wanted to. So have someone there that can be another pair of ears and that can write down things for you. So have an advocate, right? You got to be your own best advocate. You are your own best advocate for healthcare. Don't let nobody else tell you differently. Also to make sure that you utilize your support groups, especially when it comes to hair loss, or if it comes to cancer or women's health, or just whatever. There are tons of support groups that are out there with factual information that has the data, the research, and everything behind it. I've been a part of, you know, a few, not research groups, but support groups, and they've been really nice as far as, you know, people calling you, checking in on you, see if you have any questions, especially if you're starting a new medication or just whatever the situation might be. That they understand how things go, and they themselves have been in your shoes, and they can kind of share some information with you as far as having that conversation with the doctor, specific questions to ask. And even too, depending on your group, there's a website that you can go to that will actually maybe have a list of specific questions that you can ask that will, you know, will give you insight that you need. And another thing, don't be afraid to ask your doctor, you know, how many patients have they seen with this particular type of hair loss, or how many patients have they, you know, helped with this particular type of cancer or medication or women's health or whatever it might be. Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions, because at the end of the day, they are working for you and I, and they took a vow to do no harm, and they want to do the best and give us the best health care that they can. But once again, we have to work as a team. So ask questions, go in with your list of questions, do your research. Doctors love when you do research and share things with them. Sometimes it's best to send emails, because a lot of times doctors have downtime. And so if you have additional questions, shoot them an email. Shoot them an email And I promise you, they will get it. And they will, you know, on your next visit, it's like, hey, yeah, I saw your email. And actually, I had this happen with me, with my doctor. I shared with him some research and data that was talking about how vitamin D actually was showing how it was kind of decreasing tumors or fibroids, and sometimes with cancerous tumors. There's a lot of research that's out there. So I shared it with them just as an additional thing that can be offered, an additional treatment that can be offered to patients besides always using hormones. Because the thing is that when you have boots in the ground and when you have real world experience with patients and they're giving you feedback of how things work for them, that's how data and research works. People have to respond to, you know, how things are making them feel. You know, companies won't know how medications are making people feel, if it makes them feel like crap or whatever. You know, they won't know unless you tell them. So don't suffer in silence. If something hurts, let people know. If it's not working for you, let somebody know. If you're seeing, you know, major changes that it's just, you know, you're just not happy with, let somebody know. Do not suffer in silence. And last but not least, depending on the type of care that you're under, especially when it comes to cancer care, make sure that you reach out to the licensed clinical social worker. More than likely at the cancer centers, there are licensed clinical social workers that are there that help you with the process, to help you understand everything, you know, your treatment, how to, you know, perhaps manage the medications, how to manage, you know, different things. And oh my goodness, I want to share this with you too. Have the pharmacists, your pharmacist is a great resource, okay? Because they have studied so many years in pharmacology and drugs and interactions. So you may have your oncologist or your medical doctor, okay? That's your main point person. But when it comes to your medication, you know, don't be afraid to ask your local pharmacist at Kroger's or wherever you get your medication from, CVS, Walgreens, you know, the hospital, wherever. Have a conversation with the pharmacist. Let them know, like, hey, I have a goal of X, Y, and Z. This is what I take as far as supplements. Is there an interaction? Can I, you know, supplement this with this? They'll let you know. So that was another thing I wanted to share with you. So don't forget to ask questions, have a list, have your best friend or friends and family with you to help write things down. Be your own advocate. Don't be afraid to stand up for yourself. Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions, because at the end of the day, it's your health and they're working for you. Also to make sure that you email your specialist or your doctor, because a lot of times doctors have downtime and they will check their email. So get in their email and make sure they know who you are, and, you know, questions, always ask. And then last but not least, the licensed clinical social worker is a great resource at hospitals and at different cancer centers. And then also your pharmacist. Your pharmacist will be your best friend, because they know about the drugs, the interactions of the medications, how they make you feel, what you should expect and whatnot. So you have this entire team of people that are behind you, including myself, Melanie Day, with You've Got Curls and Hair Loss Center, and then also the amazing community at In Living Curls Hair Care Community. You got all those people behind you. So just know, take a deep breath. It's going to be okay. But remember that you will be able to have a good conversation with your doctor. And just know that teamwork makes the dream work, and that it's going to work out. It's going to be okay. All right. So until next time, I will see you later. Bye.